Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Excuse me, what size are your ears? Are they adult ears? Are they baby ears? Do you have a tape measure out? Great. Okay. So if they're baby ears, I don't know. Do you know what the size of baby ears are? Well, if they're baby, this is not for you because we're watching porn today and we're going to be talking about it. If you have adult ears, if they're the size of an 18-year-old or older, welcome. Happy to have you.
Oh, yeah. This is There Will Be Porn with Kate and Murda.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to
There Will Be Porn.
Ooh, I'm Kate. You're one of your hosts. And
I'm sorry. Did I pull the trigger? Did I come too soon?
No, that was absolutely perfect. I always wait. It's going to happen in the middle of me talking, or it's going to be 30 seconds after I expect
it. It's going to be a really long lag.
Yeah, it's never on time. That's for sure.
Yep. That's what I say.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another episode where we watch pornography and from the 80s and 90s from the AVN's top 100 list.
Yeah.
And you get to listen to us watching it, which sounds like it would be hot. It never really is.
It is actually surprising how much we improv the storyline of the
That's surprising. Have you met us?
I mean, no, it's not. But I don't know where I was going with that.
I think it's surprising how much we care about the characters.
Yes, I think how invested we get.
I always want to know what the personal development is going to be after we leave them.
I think the surprise for me about that is because I'm not, if I was watching porn for my pleasure.
Yes.
I would not care about the plot description. I would skip as fast as I can to the hottest sex scene of whatever porn I'm watching.
If I'm going to masturbate to other human beings on a screen, I don't want to know anything about them.
No, that's much like how I... I have casual sex. I want to know as little about you as possible.
Right. Because if I do know anything about them, it really truly bothers me.
Yeah,
anyone. Who's getting paid the most.
Yes.
No, it's not that I don't like people. I'm empathetic to their status. You know,
yes.
And then that's not hot. I don't get hard to worrying about if people are okay.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it long enough to know if anyone's on drugs.
Yeah. Oh no. But often in these porns, we find that out.
Yes.
We learn a lot about these people.
Yeah.
Well, Meredith, do you want to tell us about the one that we're watching today?
Sure. This is your back to school special. We're watching number 92, Sorority Sweethearts, released 1983. Plot description for you. They're the naughtiest, nastiest bunch of schoolgirls with a lot more than homework on their minds. Ever wonder what goes on in a sorority house filled with beautiful young co-eds? You'll think you're dreaming when you get along. What?
It's when you get a long,
sensual look at all lusty lessons learned in every part of the house, including the bathtub. Oh thank God.
I thought the bathtub would be excluded.
I know.
From what they said, every part of the house. I was like, yeah, but not the bathtub.
No, they wouldn't. They would not. They did. They went there. All right. Well, Cindy is the last of the virgin, and there's no holds barred to get her to flout in the best possible way. It's a house full of steamy excitement when Cindy, the girls, and their obliging lovers celebrate the occasion with the most explosive simultaneous orgasm ever experienced on film. Whoa.
Getting women to sync their orgasms? That is a feat.
I'm actually quite excited. How are you picturing a simultaneous orgasm?
I don't know. All I know is it's going to be an orgy. You know how much we love orgies. They're always a good time.
I'm picturing.
Okay, tell me what you're picturing.
Describe what you're picturing to me. I'm picturing an aerial shot.
Always the best.
An old timey choreographed Hollywood film where they're all like their legs
synchronized swimming.
Yes, and all their legs are open like a flower,
and then they squirt up like a fountain.
Yes, yes, and then maybe that's also they're all connected by like an 8-sided dildo or something, and then like like a nice lovely.
That's really beautiful.
I know.
Meredith.
I know.
I wish that was gonna happen.
I know.
You know it's not.
Man, we should make more porn art. Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
Meredith, will you tell us maybe a little bit more about this movie before we...
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's my fault. I was really excited about this porn flower that I built in my head.
Someone is going to get deflowered in this porn.
Fuck yes.
Which I already know is going to be a true representation of what it's like to lose your virginity.
Oh, yes. Yeah, like you have to hand a flower to a gentleman. That's deflowering, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
You just grow a flower out of your vagina and then you rip it out. That's your virginity being deflowered. Okay. Sorry, you guys. It's also starting Bridget Monet, Lisa DeLue, David Cannon, Linda Shaw, Angel Bergeron, and Mike Horner, directed and written by Peter Vitelli, and also written by Ronnie Friedland. And the runtime is 1 hour and 16 minutes.
Of everyone in that cast, if they were going to like fight, you know who I'd want in my corner?
My corner?
Get it?
Because it rhymes.
No, because my corner.
Horner.
Yeah.
I know.
Also, this movie was written by a guy named Mike Hunt. So I was kind of like leaning into the...
No, Ronnie Friedland.
Also known as Mike Hunt.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Two different, totally different names.
Right. You need a stage name to be a screenplay writer.
You're right.
Since we're watching a movie in back to school season.
Yes.
A movie about sorority sisters.
Yes. Yes.
Learning about their whatever vaginas right. When they've gone back to school.
Right.
What?
I only do it during school season.
What is... I don't really have a question except for, I guess, like, did anything particularly sexual happen to you in your back to school time, like in the September times of your life?
Whoa. I honestly do not think so. Thinking back.
You know, like I got my notebooks. I got my pencils. I got my new dildo.
I got my new dildo. This is going to be great. People are going to love this at parties.
I was in a sorority in the South in one of these alleged sorority houses. I know you were there for
and
that.
You were so blonde.
I was very blonde. I didn't go to any frat party. There was nothing really. My experience, like with being in a sorority, there wasn't any point where there was like a lesbian pillow fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't think I ever experienced that.
Especially because I was in the South in a sorority, a lot of the girls were like hyper religious. So I feel like if I had even started a lesbian pillow fight, someone would have tried to like exorcise me.
I feel like most of any of my the majority of my female making out times are like actually more like high school than college.
Oh, you a dirty girl.
Is it?
A dirty child,
it's
kind of, actually.
Not really, because it's like, it's more just like random makeout parties, you know?
You were making out with your classmates?
Sure.
I didn't get there. I wasn't very cool.
High school was much more about like just, but I mean, it was literally just making out. Like, it was just like makeout parties.
It never went anywhere?
No.
I gotcha.
Yeah, but then college, I hung out with more nerds.
God, there was nothing sexual about being in high school for me.
No, well, but my high school, there was no nerds. So, like, I only hung out with, like, Florida alcoholics. What do you imagine baby alcoholics to be like?
Yeah.
That's what we were.
Yeah.
And I'm not an alcoholic now. I just mean, I think that's just, you know, people who, like, are fishing now or something, you know, like do mini lobster season in Florida. Like those are the people that I hung out with. And they had makeout parties. But we did, that was it. It was not sex. Yeah, it was weird. It was gross.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it again.
I hope not. Particularly given that you're not 18 anymore.
True.
Or 17, right, or whatever. Yeah.
You mean I shouldn't have a whole bunch of 16 or 17 year olds over to have a makeup party? You think that's a bad idea?
I would not attend.
Yeah, I wouldn't
or
either.
Or support you.
I wouldn't
we
either.
Have a conversation.
I wouldn't either. I'm sorry I even thought about it.
No, it's okay. Oh, but that does make me think. Do you think there's going to be a lesbian pillow fight in this movie?
Oh, yeah.
Or some kind of bathtubs are involved. Let's not forget.
It's probably truth or dare.
Hmm.
What do
that's
you think?
So smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably very right.
Yeah.
They're going to be like sitting around in their underwear. Like, I love that we're calling predictions before even turning the movie on.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah
they're going to be sitting around in their underwear, like, you know.
You're a virgin.
Susie, what, truth or dare? Lick this thing off my thigh, right? Isn't that how it usually starts?
Sure,
I don't know.
Yes, that's the first. That's the first dare I do every time. And I always have a Susie
I
there
was
too.
Just thinking, like, what kind of dare would get a woman
right
to hang out with another? I don't know. That was
right
in my brain. It can't be too obvious, but you got to be a little obvious,
right? Well, I'm thinking more like the truth, like lots of truth questions, like, oh, you've never had sex with a man. Oh, you've never touched a penis. Oh, you've never made out with a man. Well,
yeah.
We should practice.
We should. Oh, you're right. I missed the whole practice thing. I totally forgot about that. Let me show you how to do it. I'm an expert.
Yes.
Right. There's always the one like slut girl who everybody shames, but is also like,
teach
us.
Yes.
Help.
But. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you gotta teach someone.
Right. You gotta find your. It's like your local drunk. It's like you gotta find your local slut.
Yeah,
so she can teach you how to fuck.
I didn't figure out any of that on my own. I had to find a local slut for hire to learn how to fuck. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't in a sorority. I don't remember if you had a house that you were in or like, did they have a house?
I visited the house. I didn't live there. So I missed out on all that.
Isn't there like
stuff.
A den mother or something? Maybe she's one of those.
No,
like
there's no den mother.
There's no adult supervision.
You're adults. You're over
what?
18.
No.
Like, you're allowed to be alone.
Oh.
You don't trust it. You're like, no, I don't like that idea. Some older. That's what you need to do. You need to be a den mother for all these young women so you can have your makeout parties again.
Gross. Oh God, I hate
sorry,
everything
I'm sorry.
About
you're
this
not a
idea.
Predator. I apologize.
I know I'm acting like one in this episode, but yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
I hate myself
super
right
gross.
Now.
But you know what? Let's watch what I'm sure is going to have predators
yes.
in it.
Yeah.
Let's watch this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I just. Vintage porns and disco, it's like a perfect pairing, right?
I do really, yes, and I do really love that it's starting with the jogging scene, like,
young
self-care.
Women are healthy,
self-care.
You know, you can't be a hot sorority with a hot bod unless you're like working out at 6 a.m. after a binge drinking night,
yes,
right? That makes the
right.
most sense,
yeah. Oh, great headband.
Does she?
Wearing all white.
It.
Wearing all white with a red headband. Man, she really is going about to fucking karate chop something. Oh, yes. Get it, Sydney. I'm assuming you're Sydney.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do you think this is another original song? It's just surprising how many original songs are made for porn.
I really hope so. Look, it is an original song. She's Strawberry Sweethearts. Oh my God.
Strawberry Sweethearts.
In the 80s, you could have been like, I'm going to be the next Donna Summers. I'm going to produce my own music. I'm going to be like on the stage at Studio 54. I don't know. Is this in the 80s or was that in the 70s?
I don't know. 1983.
This is 1983.
Yeah, early 80s, still disco popular. Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
You could produce original music for porns. Well,
the funny thing is that it's almost like I made up. This is like me singing a song like, oh, sorority, sweetheart, yeah, baby, oh, you're so hot and young, woo.
Yeah, no, oh. Meredith, this trained professional singer, it's exactly like what you just did.
I'm not saying my voice is the same. I'm saying that my lyrics, okay, my lyrical choices are not far off from this intro song, this intro track.
Yeah. But it's not about the words, Meredith. It's about that hopping disco beat.
Sorority, sweethearts.
Okay, all yes. Right. Yeah.
All right.
We get it.
You love
not
it.
Not that I do love your voice. You're the voice of an angel.
Voice of an angel. I know. I know.
Sweet baby Angela Merkel.
5 minutes. Keep that up. We'll lose you to the Olympics.
Okay, so Jane, played by Lisa DeLu, is our den mother.
Yeah, she's...
And the woman who was running was Bobby Joe. Okay, anyway, she told Bobby Joe, Lisa DeLu told Bobby Joe to gather the girls, and how was your run? And Bobby Joe was like, it was great. I did 4 miles in 35 minutes, which that's fucking fast.
Pretty good.
That's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I doing my math right on
this? Yeah. It's
like an 8 minute mile.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Damn, girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's less than an 8 minute mile, right?
No, it's more than that. An 8 minute mile would be 32 minutes.
Okay. Right. All right. Cool.
4 times 8 is 32, right?
Whatever.
I think that's
math?
Right.
Question mark?
I'm going to be an accountant.
It's true. All right. And Jane just got on the phone with someone telling him, I don't know. It didn't sound logical. So
didn't
I
make
don't
sense.
Yeah.
Shining armor may be charging your way. So get ready for a weekend of dancing and romancing.
Oh, it's the weekend, Meredith.
Oh.
These girls are waking up fresh to the weekend.
They're working for the weekend.
They're whoa, and we're in a sex scene.
Here comes sex scene number one.
I'm sorry. From what I understand about sorority houses, men are not allowed in them.
Jean,
what is this? Oh God, he's Jean, so skinny.
Jean like doesn't run a tight ship.
Jean?
I think it's Jean.
Jean?
I think our dead mother is named Jean.
Oh, this is happening in the room.
Of course it is.
Typical dorm situation. All right, let's talk about this penis.
There doesn't seem to be enough blood in that penis, or too much blood.
It's so pale.
It's like
or
blue.
Purple. Yeah, it's like a light blue.
It's either too much or not enough. Unsure.
I don't know.
Is that Zach Braff? Look, take a look again.
All right. Hang on. Like, we got to get through the BJ part. Oh, it's over.
Oh, no cum shot.
What a tiny little.
What a tiny little what?
I'm so dissatisfied. Sex scene. It was a big giant penis, but it was a tiny little sex scene. All right, we got to keep Italian our sorority girls because I feel like they're going to get lost in the fray. You know,
yes.
They've got a lot of things going on. They probably are thinking the same. But we've got Cindy, Sugar, and Running Girl, who we don't have the name for.
Bobby Joe.
Bobby Joe, name. That's right. Oh, we said that earlier.
Is this the woman who ran, or is this
I just want to get this whole plot situation together. We had one woman who woke up to another woman giving a BJ, and then she went to get in the bath.
The transition music.
The transition music is very jarring.
Yeah.
Basically, all you need to know right now is there's a BJ and a bath going on in separate rooms, but at the same time. Lady in the bathtub, washing herself without soap.
And very long nails. All right, well, cum shot.
Okay, yes. Okay, important.
Probably your face, right? I'm gonna go with
my face.
I think she's gonna suck his dick to completion.
Okay.
Oh, this woman's having the loveliest calming like bath. She's really like just like ooh baby.
Yeah.
And then we're just
getting kind of an overenthusiastic BJ. We're flipping between the masturbating bath situation.
Yes.
Which is very relaxing, I'll be honest. It's almost like a spa.
I was just about to say, the wood on the walls.
Oh,
very,
it's like a
sauna.
And then the BJ.
I wonder how steamy it is in there.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. She's getting her hand in there now.
Oh, there you go. Stick those acrylic nails in someone's butt.
The funny thing is, do you think this is like what type, what is it, diegetic or non-diegetic? Like the music, I think he's fucking grinding into that music.
Like that music is playing while they're, because they couldn't get the license for it.
He's just like.
But they couldn't get the license for that music, but they managed to get an original composed song for the beginning of the movie.
Oh, is he going to go down on her now?
Ooh, no.
Tradesies.
Reciprocation. Okay, well then are you still calling cum shot on the face?
Sure. Yes.
I'm going to
stick to the face.
This is a very informed decision.
Yes.
Based on the fact that she has a full bush and this is the 80s, I'm going to say stomach.
Oh, nice.
Because you know how around this time, that's all they ever did.
Right. Well, I only say the face because her face is so made up. It's almost like it needs to be ruined.
I know. That is a thing. That really, yeah, unfortunately.
Especially since we've got the relaxation machine happening here.
Right. We're still going back and forth between the bathtub.
We've got a party happening. There is music playing. Dicks are going to be flying in a second of that.
You've masturbated in the bathtub.
Have you ever masturbated?
But in a bathtub.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you put music on?
I almost always have music on if I'm taking a bath.
Oh, okay, but not, like, if you're masturbating. Those aren't exclusive, mutually exclusive.
So, yes, that's what I mean. Like, if I'm in a bathtub and I'm masturbating,
what am I listening to?
Probably something real emo. Like,
I think The Weeknd would be, like, a prime masturbation mix.
Yeah, I'm probably listening to something very mellow with, I don't know, only I like. Good job.
On the belly.
Good job.
Yes, point for me. Hang on, I gotta write it down.
That's all right. I have a guaranteed alarm clock.
What's that?
Sugar and whoever.
Basically, Cindy, who's our bathtub girl, doesn't need an alarm clock. Because Sugar has sex every single fucking morning at 7 a.m.
And with whoever.
With some dude. It doesn't matter who. And that's how she wakes up every single morning.
Good for her.
Good for her. Sugar?
Yeah.
Good for Sugar.
Bobby Jones!
Your daddy called while you were taking a shower. He said to tell you that he'll be using your country hideaway.
Looks like you'll be staying here all weekend.
The rest of us are going to Ashtown, but if my memory serves me right, you didn't sign up.
Oh, my.
Ladies. Yeah, Bobby Joe. Get it.
Meredith, can you tell us what happened in this scene?
I would love to.
Please. It's so important to the plot.
Bobby Joe wanted to bring her lady Sugar and Cindy upstate, I think, to
but
a country
only
hideaway.
Sugar and Cindy. She was excluding all the other girls.
And all the other girls were going to somewhere, Frosttown?
Ashton?
I don't know.
Asheville?
Some random ass place.
Down. They're going to Hogsmeade.
Oh. Yes. They had their parents sign the permission slips.
Yeah.
So, but Bobby Joe's like, fine, my dad's got a better place, but too bad. Her dad called.
Yeah. And this is back in the day when you would call the sorority house and have to leave a message with another sorority sister.
Yes. True. So now they have no plans.
Mm-mm.
And what do you think they're going to do with those plans?
Well, I think they have an empty sorority house now because all the other girls are going to Hogsmeade.
Jean.
Yeah. Oh, what's Jean doing? Is Jean going?
I hope not.
Our den mother?
I think she's staying.
I think she's maybe. Is she going to teach the girls some lessons?
I think so.
About making out?
Yes. But then Bobby Joe beat the shit out of that girl by throwing her backpack. And I fucking love Bobby Joe. She did. She's got the fucking countryest name in the world, and she has got a hot city bod. I'm into her.
I love how there's a qualification of a country bod and a city bod.
I mean, yes.
But yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. Okay, let's see what happens.
Look at her amazing
next hair,
her crop top, tight ass pants. Ooh. Are we about to go into the city? I feel like we're about to. What is it? It's like that. Girl,
put your scarf
funny
on.
Girl.
Get your beret. We're going to the city.
In the air.
I'm free again. I'm a new woman. Look at all these cosmopolitan people.
I never want to throw my hat in the air for no reason ever more than this moment.
Oh, look at those people going about their lives. They don't have time to stop and enjoy the flowers.
Is summer about to happen or school just start? What do you think?
I don't know.
Or do they live in California where it's always warm and they can always wear shorts?
These don't look like California houses, though. They look like Baltimore houses, maybe.
Come on, let's get going. I've been looking forward to this all week, and if we don't go now, we may get stopped.
Yeah, honey, I don't know how to say this, really.
We're not going. You couldn't lie to Irene, could you?
So Jean, our den mother, came outside to get in the car with a hideous man in a leather jacket.
It's like a Ron Jeremy, like...
Light.
Like light, yeah.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy light. And he was supposed to pick her up, I think, and take her somewhere for the weekend. And then when he was like, I don't know how to tell you this, she was like, you weren't able to lie to Irene. So he's married, we're guessing,
yes.
Or in some kind of relationship, yes, where he's lying to another woman. And anyway, so she can't go anywhere. So our den mother was like, suck it, and walked away.
What do you think? I'm going to say it's like Memorial Day weekend or something.
Yeah, you think it's like a holiday weekend. Yeah. And the girls are like, they're like, it's a holiday. We have to have fun.
We don't
have a choice.
Yes. We got to get touched.
We gotta get wild up in here. What is the point of being in a sorority on the holiday if you can't get wild?
No.
All right. You're
ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah. God.
Oh, but now their den mother's gonna be there. And is she gonna be a stick in the mud or is she gonna participate?
I don't know.
Nice party. Get high.
No, I'll just study.
Oh, I remember now. From the synopsis, Cindy is our virgin.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
So Cindy, Bobby Joe, and
weekend, first of all.
Sugar. All sitting on the couch reading.
Yeah,
and
sweet.
Bobby Joe and Sugar are like, they're like, this is fucking boring. Let's go out and get drunk. And Cindy's like, I don't know. I'm a virgin and I want to sit here and read my book. I'm not interested in having any fun in college and sorority.
She wants to study.
And they're like, whatever, fucking Cindy. We're going out to get turned.
We're
going to
get turned. We're going to get some dick.
And now that... Bobby Joe and Sugar have left the room. Cindy is reading a book, and we're getting some glimpses of what the book is about.
She would never call it getting some dick.
No, never. She
is only going to get some royal penis and royal penis.
There's a knight in shining armor.
Peen supreme.
In her flashbacks. Oh my God. We have like a true dream wave going on. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. So she's imagining.
Like, I can't even look at how he's riding this horse.
Yeah, he's
he
not
can't even
good
ride
at it.
He's jousting.
Essentially, she's just fantasizing, I assume, about a knight
and shining armor.
Ooh, does she have like a medieval fetish?
Do you think
she
you
into
think
like
that,
the rack?
You,
like
does
the
she
Spanish
think, is she picturing that joust as a dildo?
Joust me, sir, Sir Lancaster. Joust me.
I was reading and I must have fallen asleep.
Great classic.
Where's Bobby Joe?
In heaven by now.
Huh?
Cindy fell asleep dreaming about her night.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar came back and was like, Bobby Joe met some cute guy. Let's go hang out upstairs with a bottle of wine and candles.
I was
going to
say, is she getting intimate with,
this is
with
where
Cindy?
This is where Sugar seduces Cindy for sherzies.
No, this is truth or dare.
I dare you to drink this whole bottle of wine with me. And then, I don't know. What do you do next? Stick the wine places? I don't know. It's a very phallic wine bottle. I don't know where this is going to go. You know, I'm constantly surprised by these things. It's like, I think it's going to be normal. And then there's a foot that I never, you know.
You know what? I'm happy with the politics of this movie. It's pretty whatever.
I would say, yeah, so far consent is what we're dealing with for the most part.
It's pretty much whatever. Yeah.
There was one garbage dude, the cheating man, but he's, you know, gone off to do his garbage stuff.
It's fine.
We don't get to see him have sex. I appreciate that.
People are going to cheat.
Yeah, that's true. You know what, Meredith? You're right. Why would I judge him for being a garbage man just because he's a cheater?
You're right.
Sugar?
Yeah?
Do you promise not to laugh if I tell you something?
Ugh.
Cindy's going to confess a secret now.
Oh.
I'm the storybook virgin princess.
Okay.
Cindy is a suddenly has a baby voice a little bit. Right?
Instead of being like, hey, friend who's my age, I have a secret to tell you. I'm a virgin. I've never had sex, which seems like a very normal thing to say.
Right.
She said, I'm the typical storybook virgin.
Yes.
Girl, you're in college in the 80s. That's not a storybook.
Yeah.
That's like normal life.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, in the sense of, like, when would I ever say, I'm a storybook virgin princess.
She's called herself a princess. You know what? Cindy loves herself.
That's true.
She's calling herself a princess. She really has high expectations. A
lot of self-esteem. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, but now Sugar's making out with Cindy's face. Not her lips, like the side of her face.
Sex scene number two.
Alrighty.
Sugar didn't even.
Sugar wasn't even listening to Cindy.
No, she was just like,
we're gonna
fuck.
You virgin?
fuck.
Hi, my name is Sugar. I'm the local slut. I'm here to teach you.
I am the de-virginator.
Oh, lesbian sex. Okay, so what do we usually guess? The finishing position?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are we going to finish?
There's never scissoring. Always a disappointment.
Well, she's a storybook virgin. Storybook virgins.
They don't scissor the first time that they encounter them.
If she even goes down on Sugar, I'll be excited. I'll be surprised.
You know she's going to.
Yeah, but I would be surprised because she don't know things.
I mean.
She don't.
She does masturbate in the bathtub. She's not shameful.
You're right.
She's not, you know.
She knows about pussies. You're right.
All right. They're kissing each other on the boob part. Oh, cute underwear. Okay. All right. We've got
Sugar's going down on her.
Sugar's got some cunnilingus. Again with the acrylic nails inside people. Stop. It's the best way to get torn up. And not turned up, torn up.
Yes.
Different kind of up. All right. Oh, we've got face sitting. Always a good time. Full bushes all around.
Oh, we're getting a 69?
Well, yeah,
we are.
Okay.
Like it?
Do you like it?
Do you like
How's that working for you over there? Would you give it 5 stars? Oh, they're cuddling now.
Oh, I didn't. Me and Cindy don't come back here getting drunk. Cindy, drunk?
Basically, Sugar woke up super hungover and sat down with Bobby Joe for coffee.
Right.
And now they're talking
Bobby
about
Joe
what
looks
happened.
Amazing.
Bobby Joe looks great. She wakes up every morning and goes for a run.
She is fucking lively as shit. She's like, it's 11 o'clock, bitch. It's not early.
I've been up for 5 hours.
I've ran my ass around this whole entire town.
There's part of me that like wants to address some kind of logic. In the sense that like, Cindy has just told her sorority sister, Sugar, that she's a virgin.
Right.
Sugar made out with her, and then they just basically had sex.
Right.
Cindy has no concerns about whether or not she's a queer woman.
No.
She's just like, everybody does this with their friends, right?
Well, I like that to her, the secret is that, that she's a virgin.
Cindy's a virgin, and not that they just fucked. Can I tell you a secret? Meredith, can I tell you a secret?
Tell me a secret.
I just banged our friend, but also she's a virgin.
What? A virgin?
Yeah.
Where are we going to get a knight in armor, let alone a white charger?
That we can't do, but we can have a candlelit dinner party with 3 handsome studs.
Oh, what? Okay. So these ladies have planned a party because they want to get Cindy laid.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a formal party with ties. Damn. These girls really know how to deflower a bitch. You put a tie on.
Well, she did call herself a storybook virgin.
So she needs a knight in shining armor or tie.
Yeah.
Sugar, Bobby Joe, I'm home.
I just walking through life like she didn't just have sex with her friend. Just like, this girl is just so happy.
She's like, whatever. She's like, anyone here? No? Darn. I'm going to go read and masturbate.
She really is like, oh gosh, golly. My friends are nowhere to be found. Maybe they're all murdered.
Look, I got a package.
Somebody
is it from my
knight
shining armor?
Who left me a gift on my bed? Gee, what's in it? Oh, it's a tape recorder.
Look how large it is.
It's pretty big.
Your gown has been laid out for a special mission. If you put it on and come downstairs at 9 o'clock, you will have accepted the mission.
Okay, that was really clever.
That was really adorable.
And really cute.
I love this.
Okay, all right. She's putting her dress on.
I like these sex games. I'm into them.
Ah, sex games.
Sex games. It's like, as opposed to the X Games.
Welcome to 2018 Sex Games.
Extreme.
Except 1983 Sex Games is like, put on this gown. We're going to throw you a dinner so you can lose your virginity. And 2018 Sex Games are like, make your butthole gape and open so we can shove shit in. It's like the intensity of differences. Oh, no.
Can you put it in your butt?
And can you? How many things can you put?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Well, it's kind of like the evolution of, like, I don't know, like reality TV. It used to be so benign and simple. It was real world. It was people just getting in fights over nothing. And now it's like, how many things can we put in your butt?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, okay. All right. The men that have come over.
Let's talk about this lineup.
For this
Look
Prince
at that little
Charming.
Shorty.
For our sex games 1983.
Bobby Joe looks amazing.
Bobby Joe looks great.
Cindy looks like a
Cindy
beautiful
ballerina.
Cindy
looks amazing. She looks like a storybook virgin.
She does.
These men are not college age.
No.
These men are early 40s at best at this sorority house.
Except for maybe that tiny one. Look at how giant!
Oh my God.
Look how giant they all look compared to that tiny dude. That dude is so tiny.
I know, the
tiny
one guy is so small. Jean, our den mother, is fucking has an apron on and is pouring. That why? This is a sorority still, right?
No.
They're having like a fancy ass ritzy dinner party. I'm sorry. When I was in a sorority, we ate ramen. Right? They've got like brie and biscuits and why? Also, they're over 21? Oh, wait.
Well, it might
was
be 18
years old, right?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, it could have been that they were legal drinking age at that point.
Look, they're fucking having spaghetti bolognese.
This dude
in their
fucking looks like a Winklevoss or something. So I will say, Cindy got the best looking one.
Ooh, I love a food flirt. I love a food flirt.
Really?
Like, watch me eat this banana. Yeah, why not?
I guess that's true. I just actually find, so there's nothing I love in this world more than eating.
Of course.
I mean, besides maybe sex, but
okay.
Food's very
so, like,
close
food's
competition.
One, sex too. What about sleeping though? I think I'm like a food sleep sex lady myself. It depends
on
the day.
They're all competing, yes.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Competing
they're all
competing for
same
the top
level.
Spot.
Okay.
But I also find like eating in front of people kind of disgusting a little bit.
Watching them or them watching you?
Both.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
So it's like, mouth sounds, so gross.
Well, you know how I feel about spit. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, hi. Yeah, just a minute. I'll get it for you.
Hi, Jack. Where are you?
Just flew in. Can you pick me up?
Oh, I'm right in the middle of a dinner party.
I can pick him up. Ask him where he is.
Man, Gene is the fucking best, man.
Gene is our god. Okay,
Gene
right.
is a all goddamn right. goddess.
Some
serving up
random dude who looks like he's dressed to go work in a mine called on a payphone to the sorority house. Sugar picked up. Apparently, he needs a ride because he flew in for a 3-day layover. Sure, that story checks out.
Yep.
And she's like, I can't. He kind of
looks like a pilot.
Dinner party because I'm trying to get rid of my friend's virginity. It's this whole thing. Everyone's wearing a tie. You can't come because you're dressed like a coal miner. And Jean, the sorority mother, is like, it's fine, I'll go get him. I'm calling Jean is gonna fuck our coal
of
miner.
Of course
she is. But she's also kind of badass. She's a hero. She's
just
enabling all of this like turned up sex energy.
She wants everyone's vagine to get some peen.
That's like her goal.
Yes.
Well, because she couldn't get any peen this weekend. Remember, her plans got canceled. Instead of being bitter about it, she's like helping her girls.
It's great.
It is great. Ladies helping ladies.
The Atlantis Airline Terminal. Okay, she'll be there in 30 minutes.
I think he's a pilot. He's wearing wings.
Are you sure?
And he has a layover.
Oh.
He has a 3-day layover.
But he's not wearing like a pilot
outfit.
Yeah,
maybe he is like the plain roadie.
The plain roadie?
Yeah, those are things, right?
Yeah, sure. They bring all the amps on the plane. They set up the backup guitars.
They don't work
guitars.
At the airport. They work for the plane.
Right. Just the plane. Yes. All right. So they're back at their fancy dinner. All the women have split off with their prospective men, mm-hmm. right? We've got Bobby Joe with...
The worst one.
He's not
the tiny
cute.
One. He's not
the tiny one, but he's not cute. And then Cindy, our storybook virgin... went off with the Winklevoss twin, which if you're going to lose it to a Winklevoss.
Yeah, I think he was a good choice. He's blonde and he's buff.
He's handsome. You know? He's not her age, but like whatever, it's a porn.
Yeah, he's probably, yeah.
And then Candy disappeared with the tiny
sugar.
Man.
Sugar. Candy's not wrong.
Whatever. She disappeared with the tiny, tiny man who I think was the guy she had sex with in the morning.
Oh, you think it was Zach Braff?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter because another peen's coming for her vagine.
I do like how the men have absolutely no purpose in this story except for as dicks.
No,
it's like they're purely the objects. This is about the ladies and the ladies' journey. This is about sisterhood. It's about starting friendships you're going to have for the rest of your life and occasionally have sex with each other.
Yes.
But it's not a big deal. It like happens all the time.
No, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Being a virgin's a big deal.
But having sex with your sorority sisters, no, it's like normal. You have to. It's a part of sisterhood.
No, not you. Stand over there.
Bobby Joe is stripping for...
No, he's telling her what to do.
What is the human equivalent of Toucan Sam?
He's telling her what to do.
Oh, he's telling her to take her clothes off. That's kind of cool. You know?
Oh, boy. Sex scene number three.
Okay, so it's, yes, so NPR announcer, who's on NPR? What's that guy's name? Oh, Jesus.
An NPR announcer,
Brian Geary or
Guy Risgold.
Guy Risgold. Slowly telling you to take off your clothes.
Or,
Ira Glass is a very, distinct. Okay, sure. He asked her if she likes to suck cock, which... Meredith, have you ever looked at as any man who was naked and you were naked ever been like, do you like just that cock? And you were like, actually, no. It's a rhetorical question. It's like, of course you're going to say
interesting.
Yes. We're both naked.
I'm going to try and say no.
Next time?
Yeah.
Next time? Do it.
In my monogamous relationship, I'll be like, no, thank you.
Actually, you know, those times I sucked your cock? A joke.
I hated it.
It was a joke. I did it as a joke and I hated it. Never mind.
Terrible.
Okay. So she's sucking. Oh, we have three different simultaneous, maybe four simultaneous money shots. Wait, is this how they have their simultaneous orgasm?
Ooh.
Oh, I just got so excited. Okay.
I think we're going to get a full sex scene here. Okay. I don't think we're going to cut between.
I'm calling stomach again. I'm feeling it for this movie. How do you feel about it?
I want to call face again.
Okay. All right.
Because things are getting heated between him and Ira Flato.
Between Ira Flato and Bobby Joe.
Oh, look at that!
She's got a butt tattoo.
Or honestly, actually, could be a
birthmark. She's far away. It's hard to tell.
Quality's bad.
Oh, she's sitting on his face. So there's some reciprocation here. I always like that.
Mm-hmm.
You do, I do.
Yeah.
This is a team project.
I love
project.
It when a sex scene starts with cunnilingus.
I know.
They usually start
with the BJ.
She's got such a tiny little body.
I know.
Tiny
look, she has
titties,
another tattoo
tiny
on
little
her
butt.
On her shoulder. I feel like in the 80s, tattooed women was like not super popular. So Bobby Joe is maybe my fave.
She is hot.
Okay. She's.
I'm just praying we get a scene with Jean. Oh, they love reverse cowgirl in this movie.
Every scene so far has had reverse cowgirl. Another full bush. We don't have any little baby ginas up in here.
No.
Full-fledged ladies. Oh, my God. Her hair.
Is amazing.
Can we talk about her hair?
I'm obsessed with Bobby Joe. I love her.
Her hair is beautiful. Like, she slept with those curlers in. It is bouncy. She's getting...
Such a normal sex scene.
She's getting banged. He's laying on...
The sex scenes have been very normal.
Okay, this also is a beautiful chiffon comforter.
Yeah, everything about it.
This room is very, like... dated, but I would absolutely put that blanket on my bed.
100% would use that blanket. Yeah, if we're gonna just talk about things we would do in this scene, I would use that blanket.
Okay, we've switched
I
over.
I would light a fire.
Well, you know, I don't know. I like the decor sometimes. It sets the mood. The set is important. Okay. Yes. Not all porns treat the set with care.
Okay? So maybe you're right. We are gonna cut between the sex scenes.
We've now cut over to Cindy and the Winklevoss.
This is like she's about to cross a finish line that she has
this
been.
This music? Yeah.
Here we go.
Literally, the night is.
Oh, baby.
She's going to get her gold medal in the form of a hymen breakage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't like being in a scene for completion. They never want you to be comfortable.
It's like porn ADHD. It's like, but what's going on over there?
Oh, the music's changed.
They're just touching tongues.
Burn it. Burn it.
What's your feeling on touching tongues, Meredith? Is that a move you like?
Just
stick your tongue out and touch somebody else with their tongue sticking out?
Sure.
You know what I call that? I call that rubbing popsicles. I don't know. just came to me. Is it going to be stomach? Is it going to be stomach? Is it going to be stomach? Oh, Meredith. Are you going to win this one?
Well, he wants her to suck his dick, so I would hope so.
Yeah, he looked like he was about to finish.
He's like, yeah, you gotta fix this.
He's getting close. All right, come on, guy. You were so close before.
Give us the cum shot.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Right? Come on, bro. You can do it. We believe in you.
He's exercising that cum out of his body. Out of there.
Where are his balls? Where are his balls? They're not there, Meredith. They're not there. He has no balls. He has zero balls. They've disappeared. Oh, this is a medical miracle.
Where did they go?
Have they moved around to the top? Where have they gone? Are they inside of his body? I'm so concerned. I mean, no wonder he's having such a hard time coming. He has not a single ball.
He came them all off. Where are they? Oh, that's so fucking
funny.
Where
did they go?
Well, I won. I won that one.
I don't even know where I am right now. I've never seen that before.
That's what the balls are asking too. Where am I right now? Where am I? How did I get here?
I'm going to take a screenshot of that. The world needs to know that man had no balls.
Hands on my balls. Ugh.
Balls on this guy. There are balls there. Balls are there.
Meredith, are you keeping up with what's going on? Can you talk about it?
They're all just having sex with their respective partners. I mean, come on. And they all want to know if Cindy's having sex.
Okay.
That's it.
I just feel like I'm going to go to bed, and the last thing I'm going to imagine was that ballless shaft.
I got to find out. The suspense has killed me.
Pervert.
Let's go peek.
But the only thing she cares about is whether or not Cindy's having sex.
That's the whole point of this party.
Here's the thing, though. I think... She goes, let's go peek. I think Sugar really is maybe in love with Cindy.
Ooh, interesting.
Let's talk about this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sugar has sex with a random dude every day. Every day at 7 a.m.
And she's putting on a show for Cindy every day.
She puts on a show for Cindy every single day, right? Okay. She's not into dating anyone.
No.
She doesn't want to be attached to any men, right? I think maybe Sugar is the 80s. She's like a closeted lesbian and she's in love with Cindy. And this is actually really tragic.
Yeah, you're right. It's a sad story.
And now she's sneaking out to go see if Cindy's going to lose her virginity.
Set where she's wearing sexy underwear.
She does have really sexy. You know, when is that going to come back? The garter stocking hold up situation?
Because no one wears stockings.
This music is so victorious.
Will you come with me?
Will you come with me to the other side?
To Bone Town.
Let's go. Come with me to Bone Town, population two. Come be the mayor of Bone Town. I'll be the commissioner. Let's
Sir Bone Town.
I'm going to keep doing this joke that Bone Town needs like a small government, but it's only two people. Like, how do they share the resources? Who's in charge of waste management in Bone Town?
Put it in your mouth.
Okay.
She is, because she's about to fucking clean up his cum.
Hercules Winklevoss is like, I want you to put it in your mouth, which wasn't a question, but I do think was like a kind way to say. Okay, he's very polite.
Yes.
I just appreciate men who are polite. That's all.
Yeah, and he's going to keep telling her what a great job she's doing.
And
you know what?
She needs the affirmation. She's never done it before.
She needs it, yes.
Sugar is watching and loves it. Okay, Hercules Winklevoss has a very big dick.
Good dick.
Good for him.
Thick as well. You know, we've seen plenty
of
long dicks,
but not
as many thick dicks. That's a good dick.
You are killing it right now. We are so proud of you. Everyone in this house, us, everyone's proud of you. You made
it, Cindy. You did it.
Oh, Cindy, you're so amazing. Oh, he has a weird bump. I'm sure it's just a vein, right?
Yes.
It's not disease, is it?
No, I don't think so. It's
just a vein.
That's huge. I mean, just that's a crazy.
Vein. It's okay. Nobody freak out in the room. It's just a vein.
We haven't seen any weird anatomy
it's
things
cool.
today. Everyone calm down.
Everyone relax. Everyone relax. It's just a bump on his peen. It happens. It's normal. Right?
Sugar's
oh my God! What
still
is Sugar doing?
Is she masturbating to this?
Is Sugar peeking through the door and masturbating? I'm telling you, Sugar is in love with Cindy.
She is.
Or maybe Sugar's dude is going down on her while she's watching.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I didn't recognize him. Right now, all the men kind of look the same.
I only recognize it by the garter belt.
but it's denied lesbian love.
Yes.
It makes me. It's tragic.
Yeah.
It's like that movie Carol. That's what we're doing. We're watching Carol.
That's it. Yes. This is what it was based on.
All right. Sugar. Ooh,
Sugar's still in the hallway. And now she's going to get fucked.
Oh, damn.
Cindy's about to get it.
Damn. Cindy's losing her V. She looks like she's in pain. And you know what?
I
appreciate that realism. I do. Gross.
Look at those balls.
Those are big.
Yep.
That's a big... I'm so glad to see balls again, you guys. I needed it.
He looks
We've got two cum... We better hurry up. We got two cum shots to call.
He looks like he's kneading butter. Like, he was, like, really, like, in a rhythm, like, where he was, like, fucking taking a boat.
Feet licking. Meredith, cum shots.
Cum shots. Okay.
Stomach Cindy, for Cindy.
Yes. Same. Cindy's a virgin. He's not going to do anything too dirty to her.
I'm saying stomach for both, just because they're both in missionary.
Sugar, I'm going to say ass. I'm going to say she's going to get up at some point.
Okay.
Get on all fours.
You could be right. She's weird.
Yeah.
Well, not weird, but, you know, she likes it in various ways.
Yeah.
They're both doing doggy. Got two sets of balls. Just checking in on that.
Never forget where your balls are at.
Never forget.
Keep track.
Six games, 2018. No balls on that. This guy's legs.
I know.
He's so Herculean.
It's a good leg.
Yeah. Sugar turned over, got on all fours.
Yep.
You were so... Damn it, Meredith.
Yeah, I know how sex works.
Cindy's on all fours.
Wait, is Sugar doing like a Simon Says sort of situation where
she's like mimicking?
Yes.
She's trying to be Sydney?
Yes.
Sydney?
Ooh,
Cindy.
Weird. Cindy.
Whatever. Okay, so I'm going to still say stomach for Cindy.
Same.
I'm going to say face.
For Sugar?
For Sugar. I'm calling face. I don't know why, I just, you know.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yes, in the final moment. I love being right on this stuff.
Ladies, hello? I
guess they went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gene, if you call into the house yes. and nobody answers,
for
it's
this
just
fuck
because
party, you just helped host. They're all out.
It's because they just went out. They're just out having drinks. And the sun comes up on the sorority house and everyone has changed.
Gene hasn't changed.
Yeah, Gene didn't get any.
I need
any.
To see her tits.
I really.
Because they're so good.
They are very beautiful.
Show me your tits.
Yeah, you're
Gene.
Right. You're right.
God.
They never really confirmed his death, but I knew.
So Gene is making tea, coffee for our airplane roadie?
Yeah.
Don't be. It was 10 years ago.
What?
Talking about Nam shit.
She's just talking about someone being killed in Vietnam casually. Oh, I think it was her husband. Oh, God, that's really sad.
Yeah. Think they're going to fuck in this kitchen? Or are they going to go to her bedroom? Retire?
I had a great time tonight.
So did I.
Oh, this is really cute. She got blown off by some dickhead dude. We just found out her husband was killed in Nam. And now this very polite and handsome...
they're going to the living room.
Coal miner's son.
Ooh.
Airplane roadie.
They got naked quickly.
Yeah, they got naked. They're in front of a fire on a rug. I mean, every romance novel. Hello.
Are you ready for the final sex scene?
And we get to see Lisa DeLue's boobs.
Yes.
And we love her.
I love them.
She's still got great hair. I want her hair. Just put that, just when you're thinking of Christmas presents, Meredith, for me, if
hair?
There's a way. Well, I don't know, like, what tools would take to get that hair.
I have no
but if
idea.
You could, like, work it out,
okay.
that'd be good. I have
do
a feeling
to,
it's a
you,
perm.
Do
I don't know.
Do you want to just wake up one morning and be like, oh, my God, who did it?
You came in the
Merry
night
Christmas.
And did my hair.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay, I'll do my
that's
best
absolutely what I want, please. Thank you. Oh, cum shot, Meredith.
Mm.
I'm going to say stomach. This is very classy. There's a fire.
What about a plant?
Well, okay, she does make men come in plants, and we love that. But I think she likes this guy. And so she's not going to do that to him.
I'm going to go with a tit shot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's got great tits. We haven't gotten one yet.
Okay, what about this music? What about this, like, samba-esque,
yeah.
like, having a party music?
It's like they're a fucking contestant on The Price is Right
come
right
down
now.
Come to the stage. Hop on this D. What did we call? I forget. You said boobs.
I said
boobs. I said stomach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really could go either way now. And I think this is our final sex scene.
I'm so excited. You know why? Because we got through a whole movie without any, like, real issues.
No, you're right.
You know, everyone was, like, polite. Everyone seemed to want to. Really, the only
no
issue
conflict.
I had was with the...
With Sugar.
Sugar. I keep wanting to call her Candy.
Not being true to herself.
Not being true to herself and kind of taking advantage of
yeah.
her friend in a way, you know? Was it coming? Is it happening?
Yep. I think we're getting near the end here.
I do love how we can always identify the man noises. We're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to happen. Oh,
man. His coming face is really dramatic.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give that one to you. That was kind of like on the boobs.
But it was also like not even come.
Kind of on the face. I'll give you a half a point.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think that was it.
This is our outro.
Is there like an epilogue?
This is like our sitcom outro.
Is there an epilogue? Like, 10 years later, sugar was found in a dumpster. I don't know.
Oh, God.
It's 80s. I don't know.
No.
They don't treat people well.
Especially not women named Sugar.
Yeah.
Do you think that's her real name?
Cindy owned her own yoga studio in L.A.
Bobby Joe. Bobby.
Dun. Freeze Bobby, frame.
Yeah, Bobby Joe started Jazzercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gene, look, I've got to talk to you. It's really important.
Jerry, stick it.
Aww. All right, Meredith, tell us what happened at the end.
The fucking pervy married guy came to talk to Jean and she said, stick it.
Yeah, because she didn't need him anymore because she has her own airplane roadie.
Yeah.
She just doesn't need
down.
That shit. Yeah.
I do love how sharing, like with Cindy, I'm sorry, with Sugar, sharing is caring for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just kind of lets them all do what they want.
Yeah.
And I like
Wait,
that.
What do you mean?
Well, she was like, you've never had sex? Oh, let's have sex. There's a guy that wants to come here. Jean, you could take care of that. That's for you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. She's not really like possessive over any of the men that she's sleeping with.
She has like no jealousy at all.
Yeah. Meredith, did you like this movie?
I did.
I loved this movie. I think it was one of my favorite of all the ones we've watched.
And also the storyline was the most straightforward. There was no
no serious complication. No red flags.
Yeah, there was nothing like that came out of nowhere.
Right.
No like weird sister that showed up out of town.
Or like your aunt with cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Or no one was dying.
Exactly.
No one was secretly married to somebody.
Yeah. There was no pregnancies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Actually.
This was a very...
I would recommend this porn.
I would recommend this porn too.
To anybody, really.
That's a high bar. Mm-hmm. There's very few porns that we've watched that I would recommend.
It might be a trigger for women who were in love with women that was unrequited in college. But otherwise, it's like a very specific... person, so you
probably
know,
only people that are like over 50, right?
Yeah, like, true story. But that was really nice. I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
five stars.
Yeah.
All right, Meredith, it's time for the awards. And presenting in the first category, what did I say? Most athletic.
Obviously, Bobby Joe coming in hot.
Runs 4 miles in 35 minutes.
Coming in hot.
Record for any porn star.
She wakes up in the morning and has breakfast.
Before anyone else gets up.
She knows how to restart her metabolism in the morning.
Extremely athletic.
Yes.
The most.
Yes.
Okay. What's number two? Our feminist nightmare?
Jerry.
Yeah, the married guy.
The married bro.
Who totally ruined Jean's weekend. But
and
Jean
was like,
worked it out.
Fucking...
fucking asshole.
Eat
Go
it.
Suck it.
Suck it.
I hate you and your stupid car.
Lick your own
your
dick.
Wife.
Play popsicles with somebody else.
Yeah. safety patrol. Just our classic lady. Just our favorite.
Jean, yeah.
Jean, she's our favorite.
You know what? She made sure everyone was comfortable at the dinner.
She created a sex positive environment.
Yes.
Yes.
She didn't tell anyone no. She made sure everyone was comfortable and everyone that they stayed inside the house rather than going outside the house. Right.
And getting into trouble. Know? Drugs are out there.
Right.
Like who knows? Yes. She
kept them safely in her wing.
Exactly.
In her wing.
In her beautiful
and then she,
dead mother
and she
wing.
Said, you know what? You don't even need to go out and save this random airport roadie.
I'm going
to
do
I'm
it.
I'm going to go pick him up for you so you can fuck Sugar.
Try it home. Meredith, what would you bring home with you from this porn?
I would love to try and figure out a way to play some testicle magic tricks myself someday.
Now you see the testicles, and now you don't.
Yeah, I want to find a way for my vagina to be so magical that these testicles just explode off the dick.
I have a theory.
Yes.
Because we never saw that man come back in this movie.
You're right.
His testicle disappeared. He came. I think he died.
It's possible.
I think that was like he came so hard that his testicles
his soul,
dissolved. And
his soul shot up
left
right
his
into
body.
Bobby Joe's pussy.
And he was dead and they continued to film the rest of that movie.
Right.
But you know, there's some morality questions there, but I respect it.
Yes.
You know, the show must go on. It doesn't matter if your balls disappear. All right. And our MVP of the entire movie.
Sugar.
We had to give this to Sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah. She enabled everything
yes,
to happen. She really was the maestro of the simultaneous orgasm
and
that we were really looking forward to that wasn't an orgy, but whatever.
We shamed you for telling your friend's secret to Bobby Joe, but it was okay.
It worked out in the end.
It worked out.
You did the right thing.
You
know?
Yeah. You got her laid. You got her jousted.
Yeah. By a very respectful man.
And a nice dick.
And a nice bean.
Even if it has a weird bump.
And maybe had a bump that we couldn't identify. But we're not doctors.
We're not doctors. No.
Okay, and Money Shot Queen, by such a tight margin, is me.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
You're welcome.
It wasn't a perfect game. I think I missed one. I think there were four money shots, and I only got...
Yeah, you missed Bobby
Joe. I missed one, yeah. One of these days, yeah. I'm going to get that dildo as the award. It's mine. And then you'll it's win yours. One, too. And then you can win one, too.
We'll get there.
We'll both win.
Yeah.
And one day. All right, Meredith. Well...
It's a great time. I had a great time.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm happy.
It's a great time watching this
fun. It was easy. Yeah. I didn't have like a mental breakdown afterwards.
No.
You know?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, there really is like no conflict inside of me about watching this porn.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And that's great.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what's our next movie? What is number... What are we on, 91?
We are on 91.
And what is it?
Bus Stop Tales 1.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I picture it as like the epilogue of The Graduate and these two kids who ran away from.
Oh, and they got on that bus.
And they got on the bus at the end. And then they like get off at the first bus stop and realize that they don't have anything in common except for their mother or her mother.
Sure.
And then they're like having an argument. But then they're like, all right, let's fuck.
But yeah, they fuck. And then they meet the loves of their lives and have sex in different rooms.
At the bus stop.
Sure. they meet the loves of their lives at the bus stop, but then they go somewhere in seclusion to have sex.
Right.
Or maybe have sex in public. You know what? No shame. It's fine.
Yes,
I'm
no
okay
shame.
With it, actually. As long as everyone's into it, it's totally
as
fine.
As long as the world
as long
is
as there's
into
no
my
children
sex.
Present, yes. You know, and like everyone knows what's going on, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
Great.
All right, Meredith.
Great time here.
Well, it's been fun.
It's been a great time.
I'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Cheers.
Cheers to
a happy ending.
Yeah.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over 1 million people have fallen asleep to my voice.